When I was 19 years old, I ran away to join a circus. And the first thing that people always ask me when I tell them this is, so what did you do in the circus? And I'm always sort of like backing away from the conversation at that point because the answer is not very much. Because by the time I got there, it was the off season. So I'm going to back up a little bit. I had been studying music at Catholic University of America. And I'll back up even further and say that when I was a little girl, I had this idea that adult life was going to be this magical, free place where I could make my own decisions and be the woman that the storybooks and the movies that I loved so much told me that I could be. So going to college was kind of like not at all anywhere close to the amount of freedom that I was looking for. So I was working a bunch of part-time jobs and I was going to school trying to make it work. And instead of going to bed one night, I hit my head on the wall on my way to bed and got a concussion. And just like in the cartoons, you know, like bluebirds flew around my head. And when I woke up, I said, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to run away. And the thought process was truly this simple. What do you do when you run away? And the first thing that came to my mind was to run away and join a circus. So I just got on the internet. That was kind of a new thing at the time. And I started looking for circus jobs, and I quickly found out that anything legitimate was going to require 2 years of clown school, and I was like, no school, no thank you, no. So then I turned to the street theater circuit, and I wrote to dozens of these circuses. And I finally heard back after a couple of months of just tireless effort from one woman. Her name was Desmond Daisy, and she just said, sure, you can join us. And that was all she said, and that was all I needed. So then I told everybody, you know, I'm done, I'm out of here, I'm gonna go cross country, I'm gonna join the circus, I'll see you guys later. So this is when sort of like the story takes a little turn. Along the way, before I even get on Route 70 heading west, I get knocked up by my boss, I have an abortion, I realize it's going to cost money, so I work a bunch of part-time jobs 7 days a week to try to make this happen. I save somewhere around $700, and I think that's going to be, like, plenty to get me there and settled and, you know, become one of these people. I should say, like, at no point, even at this moment, do I ever think to myself, like, what am I going to do in the circus? Like, the thought doesn't ever cross my mind. I find myself in Denver, I see mountains for the first time, I get distracted for a few weeks, I go to Vegas, I fall in love with this charming traveling Englishman, we proceed to like visit various landmarks, and I experience the world in a way that, you know, I had been waiting for my whole life. So by the time I get to San Francisco and I'm looking at myself in the hostel bathroom mirror, and I am thinking to myself, like, oh, like, what have I done? And I think I should have been born missing a finger, because if, you know, if something like that had happened, then the circus would be like, we'll find something for you to do. But as it was, I was just a fairly normal looking person who wasn't showing, you know, much of my personal journey in the way I looked. But I could sing and I could sew, so I figured that would get me pretty far or somewhere with them. So by the time I meet Desmond Daisy and I see what the circus really is, which is a pile of books under a circus tent in a parking lot in the Mission District, which is this fair that they have about once a month, I realize almost immediately that the circus life, at least this circus life, is not for me. And, you know, of course, that's like the worst realization that a 19-year-old can have after you've, you know, told everyone in your life that you're going to go do this, like, amazing thing. So I guess what I learned, you know, so I did stay on for a little while. There wasn't much happening, but I wanted to say that I did it. And I found that the most important thing I learned about this is that I said I was going to do something, and even if it was a beautiful, horrifying mess of a failure, I still did it, and I'm happy to say that I'm still the kind of person who, you know, goes, if I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I'm also happy to say that I think I finally understand that freedom may not always be, you know, this gorgeous, immaculate, ideal life that you imagine it'll be. It can be really hard and really tough and really disappointing, but it's, you know, what would life be without the choice to completely screw up every once in a while? So I hope you all go home and think about running away to join the circus, even in the off season.